In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg. This is CPR News. More than 1,500 people are working to contain the wildfire burning in Larimer County. The Cameron Peak Fire has burned a record-breaking 206,000 acres and is 52% contained. Paul Delmerico with the Incident Management Team says today is another critical fire day with winds up to 60 miles an hour. He says these conditions are extremely difficult for firefighters.
Public and firefighter safety are our number one priority. So if the fire picks up and these winds do materialize, we are going to be moving folks into safe places. If the evacuation order comes into play, I want folks to adhere to that evacuation order and please get out of the way.
The critical fire danger is expected to continue through tonight and into tomorrow. And looking at the other wildfires burning across the state, in Boulder County, the Kelwood Fire is more than 9,800 acres, and the Left Hand Canyon Fire is about 460. In Grand County, the East Troublesome Fire is more than 19,000 acres, and near Silverton in San Juan County, the Ice Fire is more than 500. A federal lawsuit alleges that the Boulder Valley School District has failed to educate children with special needs while COVID-19 restrictions are in place. It says by not allowing them in-person learning 5 days a week, the district is failing to comply with federal law. Attorney Igor Rakin.
If we can get Boulder Valley to move in the right direction, then we can get other school districts to move in the right direction. I know that school districts are trying to figure this out, but they've got to prioritize special needs kids.
He says students have learning plans that call for specific social and physical supports that cannot be done online. The district says it's working hard during a crisis to serve students with special needs. And a large food service contractor plans to lay off about 1,000 workers in Colorado. Aramark informed the state's Labor Department on Tuesday. The Denver Post reports that most employees work at Coors Field in Denver. Their jobs include cashiers, cooks, and security workers. The company also plans to dismiss 71 bartenders who work at Denver's Mission Ballroom, a concert venue. Lows for Metro Denver in the mid to upper 40s tonight, lower 20s for Gunnison. It's 61 degrees in Boulder, 73 in Rifle. This is CPR News.